Carl has used intravenous heroin for well over 25 years. He's not sure why. Perhaps it's because the drugs on the street are stronger than they've been in the past, but he's had three overdoses this year alone. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In all cases, he's alive today because of good luck. Somebody was nearby, and because he carries with him nasal Narcan, the drug which reverses the effects of opioids. The CDC reports that more than 70,000 people died of drug overdoses just last year. That's more people than died of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. I think there is still one area where policymakers might all agree. Opioid addiction is a serious problem in the U.S., but that's the only thing they agree on. Opinions diverge quickly. Admittedly, it would be great to get everyone who's addicted to opioids to stop using them, but that's not going to happen. So we move to Plan B, harm reduction, creating small steps toward ending addiction, but also doing everything we can to protect people from harm, in this case, overdose. One harm reduction approach is supervised injection facilities. These are safe places for drug injection. These centers provide for drug counseling, clean needle exchange, wound care, addiction treatment, and treatment for overdoses. These facilities have been proven to save lives and reduce infection rates. Now, the people who staff these clinics, they don't provide opioids and they don't inject the drugs for the people. They are simply there for protection and to help move people toward recovery. But there is huge disagreement about the legality of supervised injection facilities. In fact, these arguments are very similar to ones we had decades ago around giving out free needles to reduce the risk of hepatitis C and HIV. Free needle exchange advocates were accused of promoting drug use. Well, this week, the Justice Department announced that it was suing to stop a Philadelphia group from opening the nation's first supervised injection facility called Safe House. Where people take sides is whether medical providers should be assisting people to use illegal opioids, even if it saves lives. The U.S. Justice Department claims that the supervised injection facilities are illegal under the Controlled Substances Act. The department calls them taxpayer-sponsored havens to shoot up. They ask, how could health providers ever support illegal drug use? Well, Philadelphia has one of the highest rates of overdose deaths in the nation. The choice is either to sit back and watch our brothers and sisters and kids die, or help keep them safe and move them toward recovery. Carl is scared that the next time he has an overdose, he might not be so lucky. He wants to stop shooting drugs, but says it's the hardest thing he's ever tried to do. And he can't get into a treatment program. There's no room. In the meantime, our health providers need to stand by Carl's side and do what we can to prevent harm. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.